Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute, G-A-L-E-N Institute. Galen.org is the website. She's the co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. We're talking about the collapse in many ways, the piece-by-piece collapse of Obamacare. I'm not saying it's going to finally collapse all the way, although it might. But just over the weekend, Grace Marie, two more parts of Obamacare were altered because the law wasn't ready. The parts of the law, as they proposed that they would come online, they just weren't ready, as you and many others predicted.
Well, the reason is, once again, the complexity. The law means that, implementing this law means that someone has to aggregate information from the IRS, employers, Medicaid, the DOD, mm-hmm. Homeland Security, the Peace Corps, the Indian Health Service, the list is as long as your arm, in order to find out if somebody is eligible for health insurance somewhere else, to see whether or not they're qualified for health insurance in the exchange. Well, not only did HHS contract with a British company and spend $1.2 billion to help them aggregate the data, but they've concluded this is just too hard. Mm-hmm. We can't get this done before October 1, when people are supposed to start enrolling. Mm-hmm. Well, what they said with employers who were, saying, this is massively complex, that we've got to report to all
we're going
to
be subject to the employer mandate.
Subject to the mandate that employers have to provide health insurance.
Now, folks, remember, Grace Marie, remember, folks, this is not the same thing as the employee mandate.
Right.
This is the employer mandate,
which was really not part of the
employer mandate was really not part of the law of the case in the Supreme Court, was it?
That's right. But employers have been saying, you're asking for this unbelievably complex. And I'll send you, Jim, the list of things that employers were going to have to provide. You can want to post that on your website.
I like that, yeah.
That shows how complex this was. And employers were saying, we can't, this is a huge cost. We can't do this. And so finally the Obama administration says, okay, well, we have concluded that the service described in the proposed rule is not feasible for implementation in the first year, get that, of operation. Mm. So now we're in a situation where employers have been told, we'll give you a pass on the first year of both providing health insurance for your employees and providing all of this reporting reporting information, equally difficult. But individuals still have to have health insurance. So
Right. Even
though you as an employer don't have to provide it, your employee still has to get it.
So we've got two structures that are working across purpose here, don't we?
And imagine you're a Democratic member of Congress who voted for this.
Right.
And you're going to go to your constituents during town hall meetings in August and say that the Obama administration has given companies, especially big companies, because under 50 are not subject to the mandate, big companies a pass on the employer mandate, but you as individuals still will be fined if you don't purchase hugely
expensive
Obamacare
insurance. And you won't have as you'll have one less option for your health care.
That's right.
Yeah.
The sense is that employers will likely not make as many changes as they might have earlier. But we already know that they're putting people on part-time.
That's right.
Because there's a look-back period.
All right.
Now.
So let me ask you this question. What about the What about the timing of this? They're moving it out to January 1, 2015, which was obviously after the 2014 elections. Is this just an annual one-year advance, or was there a political strategy there?
Well, you know, certainly they were hearing from their Democratic members of Congress saying, we don't want to face the voters.
But is that going to change anything? I mean,
small business people aren't that stupid. They're going to hire somebody for 1 year and fire them the next because of the mandate. If they give a year reprieve, absolutely not.
Well, they're still going to be the specter of complying with this is going to be in their mind in November 2014 that they've got to have to come up with it in 2 months. I mean, I'm wondering if maybe getting this thing behind them wouldn't have been better.
Yeah, right. And because you're right, it's going to be an even bigger issue and during the November elections, which makes you think, I'll bet they have something else up their sleeve.
Wouldn't be surprised. Verification of income also went away, right?
Well, that's the whole thing. Is how does your employer provide health insurance? How much is your part of the premium, and how much do you make? All of those were sort of the key building blocks.
Yeah, but all that, the idea that you have to you have to verify that you qualify for the benefits from the government, for help from the government. Apparently, they're going to take your word for it. Is this like when we let people get mortgages they couldn't afford without any income?
Exactly like that. And read the lead editorial in today's Wall Street Journal because they talk about exactly that.
Think about this, folks. That scenario caused the 2008 financial crash. And now we're going to do the same thing for health care? Folks, what's wrong with this picture? I know you see this. I know you understand it because you tell me that when you respond to my questions in the polls. Grace Marie Turner and I will be right back. I'm going to ask Grace Marie to sort of sort things out for the next 6 months and where she thinks see things going. Stay with us, Tintel.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.